active.
Like the offense, Houston's defense is loaded with talent. Cornerback Jonathan Joseph is coming off his best season as a Texan with 16 passes defense.
Throws a dart downfield, but it's picked off by Joseph across the 10.
With Joseph and fifth-year veteran Kareem Jackson, the Texans have one of the stingiest cornerback duos in the NFL.
Knocked away. Thomas had it, but Kareem knocked it out of there.
As a rookie last year, DJ Swearinger quickly developed into a reliable defensive back, starting the last 10 games at safety.
Throw downfield left side and intercepted. Swag with it.
Houston further strengthened its secondary by adding a pair of free agent safeties. Chris Clemons from Miami.
Throws downfield. His arm is hit. It's kicked off. It's Chris Clemons.
And Kendrick Lewis from Kansas City.
Fires over the middle, and it's picked off by Kendrick Lewis.
At linebacker, Brooks Reed had a personal best 87 tackles and started all 16 games last year, as did Whitney Mercilus, who also had a career-high 7 sacks.
He's got a little time now, pocket collapsing. He's sacked. Whitney Mercilus with the honors.
For pure intimidation, Houston looks no further than linebacker Brian Cushing.
I challenge everyone who step up, make the choice, jump for a champ. Let's go. Champs on three. 1, 2, 3.
Before a knee injury ended his season early for the second straight year, Cushing was the team's leading tackler and a dominant force in the middle of Houston's defense.
Here we go. Wow. Best in the world right here. Let's go. Game-changing play right here. Jump. Oh, yeah. Come on, Beast Mode. You know who that was. Feel that gorilla on your back. Time to respond. It's time for a big play.
Wilson hands off to Lynch, and he's got the whole fumble. They've got it.
Talk about a form tackle. Brian Cushing went right at the hard-running Marshawn Lynch.
I didn't even screen it.
I'm screen
gonna,
or throw?
Jump it. I'm going to pick this in the end zone.
Quick throw and picked off Brian Cushing. He's off to the races. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Houston.
Jack, what did you do?
What did I tell you? I said I was getting six.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'll see you with that catch, huh? They got to put me a receiver.
No one on the Texans can throw down like J.J. Watt.
Every play, it all starts and it all ends with us. Texans on three. 1, 2, 3.
An AP first-team All-Pro and Pro Bowl defensive end for the second straight year. Watt's 31 sacks over the last two seasons leads the NFL.
Palmer gets the snap. Watt knocks the ball out, and J.J. recovers the fumble.
The only Texan besides Mario Williams to ever record back-to-back seasons with at least 10 sacks. Watt's bite is just as good as his bark.
Baby, let's go. I love it when it's on the defense.
Here comes the blitz. Locker fires, batted down. Watt.
That's what the DBs always say. If you wouldn't have batted that, it was right in my hands, man. It was right in my hands. I love it. It's probably true, too. That's what's great. There'll be more sacks to come. Don't worry. There'll be more. If you give me the green light, I'm going.
Locker to pass on first down from the 20, and Watt has a sack back inside the 15-yard line. His second of the game.
Come on, baby. A little more comeback magic.
Throws right side of the end zone. Hopkins with the grab. Does he keep both feet in? Yes! Touchdown! The Texans win it!
Holding the top pick in the 2014 draft, the Texans set their sights on a player with rare talent.
The Texans have handed in their pick.
That's them.
You know it, man. You know it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
With the first pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Jadeveon Clowney, defensive end, South Carolina.
You deserve it, man. Nobody but you, baby.
That's your selection.
I couldn't really hold it in. I was like, done, man. I finally made it. I've been blessed. I feel great. I don't even know how to describe it, man. I'm still like, dude, I can't believe it. I mean, walking around having these meetings, I'm like, I can't believe I'm the number one pick in the draft. To be in Houston, even better. So, yeah, the dream come true.
A two-time All-American defensive end, Jadeveon Clowney had 24 career sacks and 47 tackles for a loss at South Carolina.
I've been training hard. I always want to do everything right. I'm just going to keep pushing forward and keep doing what I got to do to get to the NFL.
Beyond his accomplishments on the field and his 6'5", 266-pound frame, strong performances at the combine and off-season workouts further excited NFL scouts.
I have Jadeveon Clowney's official 40 time. 4.53.
I knew he's a freak, and I knew he'd rip it up.
He's got more talent than any defensive lineman I've ever seen come out in the draft. I thought the most impressive sign I saw was his pro day. The kid showed up in shape, ready to go, and when he started doing these kind of crazy drills where he was doing figure eights, picking up tennis balls, dropping tennis balls, the tougher the drill got, the better he got. It was almost like he got challenged and motivated.
Tell him I had to do what I had to do. Moved through the drills, took care of business, and just get ready for the next step.
You don't find a young man that big, that fast, that strong every day. He's a once every 15-year talent. He's the number one player.
I want to do small things, like get in that early, learn the playbook, stay late, learn as much as possible.
JD is doing a nice job. He's plenty athletic enough to do all the things that we're going to ask him to do, and he looks very dynamic when he's rushing the passer.
With 10 total draft picks, Houston chose players who could make an immediate impact, including second-round pick Xavier Suafilo. Though known as a left guard, nearly half of his 40 starts at UCLA were at left tackle.
He is a guy that goes snap to whistle. He's a very aggressive player, very competitive player.
Third-round pick C.J. Fedorowicz was a versatile tight end at Iowa. The 6'5 Hawkeye caught at least one pass in each of his last 31 games.
When you see a big body like his, you immediately think he's a line of scrimmage guy. And he is effective at the line of scrimmage, and that was one of the things that we really liked about him. Surprisingly, he's been a little bit more nimble out in space and catching the ball in his routes. So I think he's got a chance to really develop into a dual-type tight end.
Let's go! Hey, man, we all up, man!
Also chosen in the third round was defensive tackle Lewis Nix III, who notched 123 tackles in 34 games at Notre Dame.
He fits the style of defense that we play. He's a prototypical 3-4 nose tackle. He's got some athleticism. He's got some strength. He can hold the point. He's got some pass rush ability.
In the fourth round, Houston took quarterback Tom Savage. After playing at Rutgers and Arizona, Savage started at the University of Pittsburgh last season, where he threw for nearly 3,000 yards and 21 touchdowns.
The thing that jumps out at you is this guy's got a strong arm. He's got great size, he's smart, he works hard. Those are the things that I think will give him a chance to be a successful quarterback in our league.